Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There are two powers this morning that have been given to us. One I'm going to call this, the power of me. The power of me. That's when we make decisions that really benefit ourselves. We don't really think about anybody else. There's no power that's given to us. It's the power of we. The power of me and the power of we. Imagine this scenario at peace. I'm sure it's never happened to you. It probably has, actually. The first Sunday of the month. On the first Sunday of the month, what do we do here at peace? We have fellowship in the fellowship hall. We're getting close to the end of the service, and the congregation is about to dismiss, and your mind thinks about the jelly-filled donut that is in the fellowship hall. You know that really good jelly-filled donut, the lemon filling. The congregation is dismissed, and you head into the fellowship hall, but there's one problem. A large gathering of people is swarming around the table, and you come up to the donut box, and there's only one jelly-filled donuts. Which of the two powers do you put into play? The power of me, you take the donut and eat it, and there's instant gratification. Man, it tastes good. Or do you put the power of we in play? Denying yourself and bypassing the donut. Well, this morning that's a little simple scenario, but what I'd like to suggest this morning is that in the Bible, there's this struggle in many of the disciples between these two powers, the power of me and the power of we. Consider James and John. Joni did a great job describing James and John. James and John love to use the power of me. The background of James and John is that they were born actually wealthy with lots of influence in the community that they lived. And we know that their father, Zebedee, was a commercial fisherman. He did quite well and had hired hands there working with James and John. James and John were used to getting nice spots when people gathered, the head of the table whenever they went into homes. And so when they approach Jesus, it's just like any other time. They lift up their voice. Did you hear what they asked Jesus? The wish, I wish, I wish upon a star. Jesus, can you grant that my brother can sit right here next to you and that I can sit right over here next to you in your kingdom to come? Mark's gospel describes it this way. By the way, Matthew's gospel goes a different way. Check it out. Matthew's gospel says it's James and John's mother who brings the request up to Jesus. She says, Jesus, I've got two sons. They're really special, James and John. Can they sit on the left and on your right hand? Now, what's the deal here? Is there a contradiction in Matthew and Mark? I don't think so. I actually think both scenarios happen. James and John are asking for a special seat, and their mom's approaching Jesus continuously, saying, please, can my sons get a special seat? The power of me is in play. They're used to it, James and John. Well, let's admit there are some advantages to living your life with the power of me, philosophy. What are some of those advantages? Think about it. Instant gratification. Whatever you want, right there. Here's another advantage. You don't have to think about anybody else. And you don't have to wrap yourself up into the complexities of your neighbors and those around you. It's the James and John way, the power of me. How awesome is that? But friends, the power of me is destructive and will kill you. Jesus, in the Bible, when it gives the Ten Commandments, 5-10, says nothing about me. It says that what matters is the people that you're placed around, your neighbors. And what happens when we live by a power of me is that resentment and indignation comes into our relationships in life. Did you catch it there in Mark chapter 10? Guess who was listening in the background as James and John lifted up this request to Jesus? The other 10 heard his request. The text says they became indignant. The verb there is a continuous action verb. In other words, the resentment that was in these 10 disciples' hearts, it built and got larger and larger and gave a wedge, most likely, between James, John, and the other disciples. See, whenever we operate our lives with the power of me, resentment sets in. What happens if a husband said this on the weekend? You know what, honey? I'm going to go out with my friends. I'm not going to consider your schedule at all. I'm just going to do it all. Does resentment set in? What happens in our families when one person says, I'm going to do it this way. I don't really care what anyone else thinks, mom and dad, or son, daughter, or grandchildren. Resentment. Indignation. And what happens in a church, too, if one person says, I've got the right path. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. Resentment. Broken relationship. Sin. Death. Jesus came to bring another power to the world. And I think he's unique in this. Only Jesus has done this. Jesus brought the power of we. And when he used the power of we, amazing things happen. Relationships are healthy. Multiplication happens. And in the very end, there's more personal satisfaction. The power of we. Dear friends, there's actually a moment when Jesus did meet his disciples, kind of in a fellowship-type moment, a large gathering of people, the Gospels tell us, probably around 10,000 people, gathered around, and there are jelly-filled donuts in the very middle. Actually, it's not jelly-filled donuts. It's 5 loaves and 2 fish. And you see, James and John were there, and they were part of the disciples. The disciples put into play the power of me. They say to Jesus, send the people away so that they can buy food for themselves. The disciples want to eat the jelly-filled donuts, you see, and be all by themselves and enjoy it with Jesus. Jesus says something very stern that we should take to heart. He says this to his disciples. You guys, you go and buy them food. Then Jesus broke the loaves, distributed, multiplied, and everyone was satisfied. The power of we. You know, there's an equation I don't want to leave with you. I love equations. I hope many of you love equations. I love math. The equation is this for we. It's not me plus Oscar equals we. As Christians, here's the equation. It's me plus Oscar plus Christ equals we. The Bible says that in relationships between people, it's not just me and Oscar, it's me, Oscar, and Jesus. That's the we part. I've got a cousin, maybe you can relate to a relative, maybe that you don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. I've got a cousin just like that. And I like sports, he doesn't like sports. I like to go to church, he sometimes goes to church only like on Easter and Christmas, that sort of thing. We don't have a lot of in common. But I figured out a way to make the relationship work. I recognize that we actually share a third party. We share the same grandparents. And so when I see that we share the same party, those grandparents, my heart is open to him, even though we're totally different in so many different ways. Friends, you have a third member in your relationships that's more powerful than a shared grandparent. Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 4, 12. No one has seen God, but when we love one another, God remains in us, and his love comes to perfection. Well, the great news is that there's a dramatic change in the life of James and John. Friends, they started with the power of me first. I want the jelly-filled donut. They changed. How did it change? What we know from early church history is that James was the first disciple to die for Jesus. Self-denial. And when he died, Many others consider Jesus of Nazareth in a whole new way. Power of weak. And John, the brother, what do we know about how his life ended? He actually didn't die. But when Jesus is on the cross, what we know is that Jesus said, "Here, take my mother and take care of her." That's the John that we just read about in Mark 10. Change life. Power of we. Dear friends, as you receive the body and blood of Jesus, let's let that change happen in our hearts. More and more, we set aside the power of we. And by Jesus' strength, we live by the power of we, with Jesus in the middle. Let's pray about that this morning. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we pray that we would see our relationships new. We want to obey your commandments, 5 through 10, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Lord, help us to see that it's not just about our relationship with that neighbor, but that your son Jesus is in the midst of that relationship. Lord, may we more and more follow the example of James and John, changing from those who would just want to do best, the best for themselves, to people that serve others, as your son has asked. We pray this in Jesus' name.